CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Be on CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. I'm Cassandra with CBS Sky Radio, and we're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And before the break, we had a great conversation about how to let your kids go so that they can grow up, and can they go so that they can grow up? It's a hard conversation. There's a lot of yes and no's and back and forth on that, because our economy, our lifestyles, our children's lifestyles, everything has changed over the years. Where can they leave the house?
Yeah.
Can they leave that nest? Can they give us the opportunity to be sad for their leaving the nest?
And I was kind of shocked. So there was a recent Pew Research that reported that 21.6 million young adults aged 18 to 31 are now living in their parents' home. So 36% of those kids are now coming back, flying back to the nest. Tweet, tweet, tweet. So when we talked about the economy, there are a lot of good reasons why this is happening, with school debt and the economy and just not having a lot of good paying jobs for kids like we used to have when we got out of college. And so we're talking about doing a book review on Slouching Toward Adulthood, How to Let Go So Your Kids Can Grow Up by Sally Coslow. And so the other thing that – here are the disturbing things. So I'm going to read you some of the stuff, or give you the highlights, Cassandra, of some of the stuff that made me crazy in this book. Okay. I don't know if it's crazy, right? I mean, I shouldn't say that.
Concerned.
But what I will say – concerned. So these kids were all grown up during the Food Network era. So they're all foodies. And they like to have really nice food. And who could blame them? You know, when I hear Barefoot Contessa and, you know, Guy Ferrari or whatever his name is, it's like, yeah, you know, that my interest in food has peaked and I want to have good food and I want to go to nice restaurants. But when you're barely making any money, you're making 23 grand, 25 grand a year, you may not be able to afford to go out to some of those restaurants. And the other thing that this book talks about is some of the popular things are these cocktails, the whole Mad Men era,
yeah,
where you drink I think Appletinis are now out, but there's probably some other concoction with cucumber and spritzer and
flavored vodkas are the thing now.
Yes, infused vodka. Yes, exactly. That you'll pay probably $8 to $15 per glass of those things. And so, you know, kids are out there having these really high-end meals, either hopefully that they're cooking themselves or going out to a restaurant paying, who knows, $30, $25 per entree and drinking and sipping $15 drinks, which begs the question, why?
Right.
Why are they doing this? Don't they have a bank account? Don't they realize that this is not something they can afford to do?
Credit card debt.
Exactly. That's what's happening. Most kids that in this book said have about $15,000 worth of credit card debt that they use year in, year out to kind of sustain this kind of incredible lifestyle, this madman kind of lifestyle where they're drinking, sipping cocktails and going to fancy restaurants. Now, I don't know. I look at that and say, who's to blame? You know, the kids are just doing what they've seen on TV as what you're supposed to do when you're affluent and having a wonderful life. So I kind of look at the parents. I look at myself and say, I think I'm to blame, or the baby boomer parents are to blame for this. Don't you think? I don't know. Not to blame, but.
I agree. You know, we've taken some trips with our children. We've been fortunate. You know, my parents have helped, like, okay, we're going to help, but we want to do a family trip. And our kids have had some amazing trips. But now, where are we going for vacation this year, Mommy? Well, you dance, you go to college, you need a car, you need braces, you need this and that. Our vacation is going up north to the lake.
Right.
We don't want to go there. That's boring. Then you can stay home and I'll get a babysitter. And by the way, you got to watch the dog, because I'm not taking him if you stay. You know, I agree with you. We have kind of set the bar very high with, you know, things. Oh, the new Game Boy came out, so now we got to have that with everything with it. Now we got to have that. When I don't know about you, But when I was married, my husband and I, we would eat Kraft macaroni and cheese, which is, it's awful but amazingly good.
Yeah.
And baked beans for dinner during the week so that on the weekend we could enjoy a few beverages, not go out to a bar because we couldn't afford that. We would do it in our backyard and play volleyball all weekend. So we were the first ones of our friends to get married. We couldn't afford to do both. We cannot afford these glamorous meals and be able to have fun on the weekend. So we had to choose. And it wasn't the right choice, but that's what we did when we were young. You know, we bought a house.
We didn't have $15,000 worth of debt. I mean, can you imagine stocking up $15,000 of debt? No. And we did things like, and so that they're like, well, I don't know how I'm going to afford my car payment. I'm like, what car? I took public transportation the whole time. You know, I couldn't afford a car either when I was your age. I took public transportation and I was eating spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, mine, you know, it's about the same as Kraft macaroni and cheese, frankly. It's of that same ilk, you know. It's like every now and then on the weekends I'd go out, but it wouldn't be to like the latest and greatest restaurants on Food Network, you know. I couldn't afford doing that. So I think that's the kind of stuff that I look and say, well, what is that? What's the root cause of that? I think the root cause is that as parents, we don't teach our kid money management skills. Maybe we don't even have it ourselves, so we can't even teach our kids. Like, well, you look at your bank account and you don't want to actually accrue a lot of debt because when you have $15,000 worth of credit, it's really hard and you're paying really high interest rate. Like, no one ever sits down with kids and teaches them that, I think. So I think that's part of like, that I think is a parent's responsibility, right, to teach your kid about money, or schools, someone should teach your kids about money, don't you think? Oh, okay, so I think that's part of the problem. So then I think the other thing that I look at, I'll tell you what, Cassandra, I've actually realized that a lot of the things that I talked about this book, the book talks about parents nowadays spending most of their time trying to cultivate their kids into being primed for getting into an Ivy League school or a really good school so that their future will be, you know, perfectly planned out. And so what they do is they don't have their kids do chores. They don't teach your kids how to plan and organize their time because the parents have orchestrated the time for the kids. We've spent a ton of time indulging our kids with compliments because that's how we were, that's the parenting guidance, which is like, you know, positive parenting and keeping your kids positive. So no chores, no planning or organization required. All you have to do now as a kid is get good grades and get into a good college. And guess what happens when they become adults? They don't have any life skills. They don't know how to plan. They don't know how to organize. They don't know how to actually, you know, do simple things like do the laundry at one point, take out the garbage, figure out when and how to pay bills and how to budget things. So I don't know. When I read this book, I actually put a long list to my husband and I said, here are some life skills that we absolutely have to teach our kids how to do before they leave. And they're still going to have to get into a good college and they'll also have to do these things. Because I think my misguided sense of love, which is I love my kids by trying to like, you know, cultivate the best opportunities possible, kind of misplaced. Right? Because that's not loving them. That's disempowering them to grow up and become an adult.
There's a story on the news the other day, and they always say so much controversy over this. But the woman was great. She's backed off with her kids. Like, she only helps them with their homework if they ask. She only helps them, you know, they have chores, they have this. She says, I want to raise them to be good men. And I thought, why not give them chores? And people are in an uproar about
really?
It.
Really?
Yes. Because they have to do chores and she doesn't help them with their homework unless they ask for help. She doesn't do it for them. She doesn't do the reports for them. She doesn't they have to help with laundry. They have to do everything. And it's a big controversial story now.
What is the controversy? Having kids become responsible and accountable for their own things. Because what happens? If you can draw a line from today to where they will be in the future, I look at my 14-year-old and say, you know, at age 21, will he be able to take out the garbage, pay his bills, plan out his career and his future there, plan out his life and, you know, his mortgage and his, all these, will he be able to do that? And, you know, at this point, I think I've kind of disempowered him to not be able to do that, unfortunately. So things are changing in this right. household as a result of this book. You know, I received an email from a friend of mine because I was recommending that we read this book for a book club. And she said, I plowed through this book over the weekend, and it saved me 6 months of therapy sessions. It said the book really called out to me, and I laughed at some of Sally's observations, and I must admit she is dead on. And she said, it makes me just realize that I'm not crazy. This is just the world that our kids live in. It's not just my kids. This is the reality that they live in. So that's my final endorsement for the book. So a big thank you to you, Sally Coslow. Sorry that you couldn't make it today. She's author of Slouching Toward Adulthood, How to Let Go of Your Kids So They Can Grow Up. In the next segment, we switch gears, and we're going to talk to how to get your family to eat more healthy foods at the dinner table and generally. To get more parenting shows just like this, make sure to go and subscribe to www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.